Hello everyone, this is Raul Gallegos and welcome to my Thunderbird podcast. This is a podcast slash tutorial of how I like to use Thunderbird and how Thunderbird has met my email needs. I've been using Thunderbird since around mid-2007 and now we are in April of 2010. I've been actually meaning to record a podcast and tutorial for Thunderbird for a series of months now, but I haven't had time. Speaking of time, because of that, this tutorial will be done over a series of different recordings depending on how I have time. And so if you notice a difference in background or a difference in the tone of my voice or anything like that, that it's obvious that there's a break in the recording or some recording editing has been done, then that's the reason. Also, this tutorial is by no means the only way to use Thunderbird, but it is the way that I like to use Thunderbird and how it meets my needs. And so the disclaimer is that you need to take this tutorial as is, and if by listening to this tutorial things happen to you which I have no control over, such as your dog dying or your email exploding, you cannot come to me and say, hey, you caused it. So listen at your own risk is essentially how it works. Alright, so let's go ahead and start. For the machine on this, I'm using a Windows 7 64-bit machine with Windows 7.2. First thing I'm going to do is navigate to my Downloads folder and install Thunderbird.
Start menu. Roll. D. Downloads. Downloads. Up. TH. Thunderbird setup 3.0.4.
Alright, so we are going to install Thunderbird 3.0.4. Also, if I interrupt the speech, I do that just because it's going to say extra things which are pretty much either not relevant to the discussion or because the speech is going to say things that I'm going to be explaining anyway. So as soon as I press enter on this, UAC is going to come up and ask me if I want to allow Thunderbird to continue.
Cancel button. Downloads. Button. No. N. Button dialog user account control. Do you want to allow the following program to make changes to this computer? Program name Thunderbird installer verify.
Okay, so we definitely want to do that.
Yes. Space. Secure your background fake client window. Thunderbird setup 3.0.4 date modified 4.
Okay, so now the installer screen comes up.
Mozilla Thunderbird setup. Welcome to the Mozilla Thunderbird setup wizard. This wizard will guide you through...
Yada, yada, yada. Okay, so we're going to click Next.
Standard S radio button.
And we're going to press Enter on Standard.
Install I.
And button. Enter on this final confirmation.
Cleaning up the birdcage. Dialog static box. Launch Mozilla Thunderbird now. L checkbox checked.
Okay. So installing Thunderbird is a very easy step. Of course, I didn't cover how to find Thunderbird to download it so that you can install it. That's my bad. So to find Thunderbird, simply go to Google using your favorite web browser, Firefox in my case, and you would type download Thunderbird email, and the first link that comes up is the Mozilla Thunderbird email page, and you just have to navigate to the download, and at the time of this recording, the current version is 3.0.4. So now I'm ready to go ahead and start Thunderbird. And as soon as I press enter on the finish button here, it's going to automatically launch Thunderbird, since that's what I want to do. That's how it's going to happen. And the first thing that's going to happen is the initial account setup wizard will start.
Downloads. Thunderbird setup 3.0.4. Date modified.
Now right there it's reading the downloads window since it temporarily got focused. So we're going to silence the download, the reading of the downloads window.
Mail account setup normal.
Okay, so now I just read my screen here with Control Shift T, read the title. So that tells me I'm in the mail account setup. I'm actually going to alt tab over to my downloads window and close that.
Mozilla Thunderbird downloads. Downloads. Mail account setup.
There we go, since we don't need it. If I tab around.
Your name, email, password P. Cancel the button. Your name, email address.
Okay, so very basic information.
Your name, N. Edit box, R-A-U-L space, A. Space, G-A-L-L-E-G-O-S.
Okay, so there's my name. That's how you want your email displayed.
Email address, LMAGIC@AMODEANET.
And the email address is magic@asmodian.net.
Password, P, edit box.
And then the password.
Star.
Okay, so I typed in the password.
Remember password M. Checkbox checked.
Yep, that's fine.
Cancel. Continue. C button.
All right, so now when I press the spacebar and the continue button, the account setup wizard is going to make an attempt to set up the correct settings for my email account. In many cases, it will get it correct. However, for my particular email setup, it will not. And that's okay, because if you're in a situation where it doesn't automatically get your email settings, you want to know how to be able to edit them. So I'm going to tab around.
Start over. Edit. Manual setup. Cancel A. Create account. C button.
Okay, so I have various buttons here. Start over, manual.
Start over, edit. Manual
edit,
setup. Cancel.
Cancel.
Create account.
Create account.
C button.
Create account would be if all the settings are correct. Now, how do I know if they're correct? I'll have to navigate my screen. So it's important that when you make your initial account setup that you know what your account settings are so that you'll know if they're working or not. And if you're not sure what your account settings are supposed to be, then your ISP deserves a phone call.
Top left, your name, Raleigh Galegas. Your name, as shown to others.
Okay, so that's correct.
Email address, magicasmanian.net.
Okay, that's correct.
Password. Start over.
Now it's reading the screen as I hit the number 2 on the keypad to move down the screen.
Thunderbird has found the settings for your email account. Username, magicedit.
Okay, so it says that the username is magic, and then it has the edit button. And in this case, it is incorrect because of the fact that for my email setup, it requires the full email address for the username. So I'm going to tab to the edit button.
Start over, edit, E button.
I'm going to press space.
Space.
And now I'm going to press tab.
Password.
And it puts me
cancel A. Password.
On the password.
Remember password.
Remember
start
password.
Over.
Start over.
Magic.
And there's
edit
a username.
Box.
Now with any edit box, if I start typing, it will erase what's currently there. But if I hit left and right arrow,
C.
It unchecks, or rather it unselects the entire edit box. And now I can just start typing. So I'm going to read my current line with Control Numpad 5.
Magicasmania.net.
And that's what I want.
Retest configuration. R button.
Okay, so now that I have made a change, I want to retest the configuration, so I'm going to press space.
Space.
And now Thunderbird is going to attempt to log into my mail server and see if this is correct. So after a while, if you tab.
Start over, edit. Eat manual setup at cancel. Create account. C button.
Okay, there's the create account. So let's verify with the mouse pointer. In other words, let's review the screen.
Top left, your name, Raleigh Galegas. Your name, as shown to
okay,
others.
So that's correct.
Email address, magicasmanian.net. Password. Remember password. Start over. Thunderbird has found the settings for your email account. Username, magicasmanian.net edit. Incoming. Mail.asmanian.net. IMAP 143 startles.
Okay, so now there is some additional information. Now it has populated the name of my mail server and the type of connection as well as the type of encryption. So mail.asmodian.net is correct. It's using IMAP. Now there is a difference between IMAP and POP, and I'm not going to get into a lot of the differences, but I will tell you that in order to protect your email, especially if you're switching accounts, you may want to go with IMAP until everything's set correctly, and then if you really want POP, then go ahead and use POP. Me personally, I use IMAP for just about everything, and essentially the advantage of using IMAP is I can have Thunderbird set up with IMAP on my desktop at home, on my desktop at work, and on my netbook, and anywhere I launch Thunderbird from any of those three machines, my email accounts are essentially the same. A message that I delete from one computer is deleted automatically, or rather is not there anymore when I check it on the other computer. And you don't really have as much flexibility when you use POP. And so I use IMAP for stuff like that. And then it's also telling me that Start TLS, it's using the TLS type of security. I'm going to keep scrolling down the screen.
Outgoing mail.asmodian.net SMTP 465, SSL TLS.
Okay, so the outgoing shows on ports 465 and it's using an SSL connection. And we'll be able to test that to see if that's correct.
Manual setup cancel. Create account.
And then there's my final buttons for manual setup, cancel, and create account. However,
start
these
over.
Are buttons that I can tab to.
Create account.
And there's my
C
create
button.
Account button, so I'm going to hit space.
Space.
Okay, so now the account's created, and the next window pops up, so let's go ahead and read it.
Mail account setup. Warning. Outgoing settings mail.asmodian.net does not use a trusted certificate. Technical details: Thunderbird can't allow you to get to your mail using the provided configuration.
Okay, so you may or may not get such a screen. I get it because of the fact that I use a cPanel web hosting type of account, and so my personal domain, which is Asmodian.net, its mail certificate doesn't match what the real server certificate is. And if you have no idea what I'm talking about, don't worry about it. All you have to do in this kind of situation is just go ahead and create the exception. So let's go ahead and tab around.
Link. Technical details. I understand the risks. New checkbox unchecked.
Okay, I understand the risks. Let's go ahead and check that.
Space. Checked. Change settings. S button. Create account. C button.
Okay, create account. So this is sort of a disclaimer that Thunderbird is saying, hey, your server settings don't match with a secure authentication type of connection. So we just want to go ahead and check that box that I understand the risk, and then click the
Space.
Create
Add
account
security
button.
Exception. Server location mail.asmodian.
Okay, now here's another window that has to do with adding that security exception. That way we don't keep getting warnings about it every time.
Cancel. Server. Location. Mail.asmodian.net 143 edit box. Server. Get certificate. G button.
Okay, so all we have to do is go to the add exception.
Certificate status. View V button. Certificate status. Permanently store this exception. P checkbox check.
Good.
Confirm security exception.
And there
G
it
button.
Is. So we're going to confirm the security exception.
Space. Use Thunderbird as the default client for list box system integration.
Okay, so now that the account's created, another dialog box comes up, and this goes into the initial Thunderbird setup itself. So we're done with the account creation, but now we need to customize the actual usage of Thunderbird. So this window comes up, and it asks you to integrate Thunderbird with Windows and message searching. I'm just going to leave it at the defaults.
Allow Windows search to search messages. S checkbox unchecked. Always perform this check when starting Thunderbird. A checkbox checked. Okay. But space. Inbox Mozilla Thunderbird.
Now you'll notice that I just received new email. It plays the default email tone. I took the initial effort of subscribing this email address to one of the GW Micro mailing lists, and so it's going to have some email there already. However, before we get into the nitty-gritty of reading and writing email, we need to set up Thunderbird for initial use. When it first loads, it has the email box, it has a welcome screen, and it has the preview pane turned on. So let's go ahead. The first thing we want to do is turn the preview pane off, and that's under the View/Layout menu. So Alt-V followed by L.
V, Cont L.
And then I'm going to press up arrow.
Message pane MFA checked.
And there's my message pane, which is preview pane, message preview. It's got different names to it, but message pane. You want this to be off, so I'm going to press enter and remove the checkbox from it.
Menu closed. Test 1 raw leg legis magic asmodian.net 4/14/2010/8/13 p.m. 4/14/2010/8/13 p.m. new 1kb magic asmodian.net 4. 1 of 118 list box.
Okay, so it just read the first message on there. It's message number 1 of 118. So there's quite a bit of messages, and this is good because this allows us to play around with sorting, with message filters, and all kinds of neat little things. As you notice, it read a lot of information, and toward the end it read the new status. And so later on in the tutorial we'll be covering how to rearrange the status and what you actually hear. But first, we still have to do this initial account, I'm done with the account. We need to do the initial Thunderbird setup. So the first thing we did is we turned off the preview pane. That's F8, or you can do an Alt-V followed by L, followed by up arrow, followed by Enter. All right, so the next thing we need to do is go to Tools and Options, Alt-T followed by O.
T, address O, menu closed. Options General 1 of 6 list box.
Okay, so the General Options, or rather the Thunderbird Options, has 6 major tabs, which you can hit left and right arrow on, and some of them even have sub-tabs. For example, under the Compose, there are 3 sub-tabs. So I'm not going to go through every single one, but I am going to quickly just tab to the one that I'm changing, and I'll explain why I'm changing that. And if you want to change others and customize them to however you want, then you can certainly do that as you move along with this or on your own time.
Thunderbird start page. When Thunderbird launches, show the start page in the message area. W checkbox checked.
All right, so we definitely want to uncheck that.
Space. Unchecked. Thunderbird start page. Thunderbird play a sound. Use the add-ons. Okay, cancel. General.
Okay, so the rest of that screen basically allows you to pick what start page you want to display, your sound and your add-on window and that kind of stuff. So we're done with that.
Display 2 of 6. Colors text color T0s.
Okay, so for display, we don't need to change anything.
Composition 3 of 6 list box.
Okay, so now we're in the composition tab, and we're going to make a couple of changes here. And you'll notice when I press tab,
general 1 of 3.
It has three subtabs.
Forward message. Add extension to file. Auto save every. Auto save every. Confirm when using keyboard shortcut to send message. See checkbox checked.
Okay, so if you tab a few times under the general subtab, we're going to go to this checkbox.
Space. Unchecked.
And uncheck it, because when we send messages using the keyboard, which is Control Enter, we don't want Thunderbird to confirm that that's really what we want to do.
Check for missing attachments. M checkbox checked.
This one I also uncheck.
Space unchecked.
If your mail message has certain words like archive, zip, word, file, anything like that, just in context, Thunderbird tries to be smart and say, hey, maybe you need to send an attachment in case you're trying to send that message and you don't have an attachment. So it's a good way to remind you, but it gets annoying, so I turn that off.
Keywords. HTML. HTML. Set. Okay. Cat. Composition.
Okay, so we're back to our composition, but I'm going to go back into the subtabs.
General. 1 of 3.
So I'm in the general of composition.
Addressing. 2 of 3.
Addressing. This handles, or rather, this allows you to make changes to how your address book is done. By default, every outgoing email address that you send mail to will be added to your address book, and that's okay for me.
Spelling, 3 of 3.
Okay, so under the spelling, and again, I'm still under composition, in the spelling section, I check the box that says spell check messages before sending, and I also uncheck the spell as you go, or spell check as you go.
Check spelling before sending. See checkbox unchecked. Space
okay,
check.
So I'm going to check that.
Enable spell check as you type. E checkbox check. Space unchecked.
And uncheck that one. So I simply just reverse the state of those two checkboxes.
Language. Link. Okay. Cat. Composition. 3 of 6 list box.
All right, I'm done. So I'm going to move on to the next major tab.
Security. 4 of 6.
And the next one.
Attachments. 5 of 6.
And the next one.
Advanced. 6 of 6.
The advanced tab has several tabs, subtabs rather, underneath.
General, 1 of 5. Tab control.
This is where you control more advanced things like junk mail, receipts, that kind of stuff. The only one we're interested in right now is the second tab.
Reading display, 2 of 5.
Reading display. This one's very important. In the reading display, or rather, let me back up a little bit. In other email programs, for example, Outlook Express, when you press enter on a message and it opens, it actually opens up in a new window. And when you're in that message reading window, you can press, for example, alt right arrow, alt left arrow, or delete or whatever, and it loads the next or prior message or, you know, whatever in that same window. But when you're ready to go back to your list of messages in your inbox, all you have to do is press escape and that window closes. Okay, so there's a little bit of history on how a lot of us are used to using that type of setup with mail programs. With Thunderbird, by default, new messages are opened in new tabs. In a tab, if you're used to, for example, Internet Explorer 7 and 8 and Firefox, it has tab browsing, which means that you can have multiple pages open under the same browser window. This means that I can press, or for example, I could have Google.com in one tab, I can have GWMicro.com in another, I could have Amazon.com in a third one, and while I'm in my Firefox window, all I have to do is press Control Tab and I'll move between tabs without moving out of the program. Thunderbird has the same thing. So by default, what it does is opens each new message in a tab. Well, when it does that, the only way to close that message is with Control W. So this is sort of counterintuitive if you're used to using email programs like Outlook Express or Windows Mail, where all you have to do is press the escape key. So we're going to change a setting in here to make it behave that way.
Reading. Automatically marked immediately on this. Open messages in. A new tab. 1 of 3. T radio button checked.
Okay, so it's a set of radio buttons. All you have to do is press down.
Open messages in. A new message window. 2 of 3. And radio button checked.
And that's it. Now we can tab to the OK button and press space.
Reading. Display. Show only displayed. OK. Button. Space. Inbox Mozilla Thunderbird. Test 1 Raleigh.
Okay, so now we're done with the tools and options settings. Now, the next time that I go into Tools and Options, I'm actually going to be placed in the same spot where I left off. Thunderbird does this so that wherever you leave, that's where you come back, and so it doesn't automatically start you at the beginning. Some view that as good, some view that as bad. There may be a hack to make Thunderbird automatically return you to the very beginning, but I haven't cared enough to research it further, so I'm just letting you know that that's the way it is. Okay, the last part of the initial setup is making some account setting changes. And to go to your account settings is Alt-T followed by S.
T, context menu, S. Menu closed, list box, account settings, magic, asmodian.net, expanded 1 of 3, depth 1, tree view.
Okay, so this window here is a tree view, so you press your up and down arrow to get to different categories based on your account. And the major branch of the tree view is your account, and then it has sub-branches, that'll be part of that account. If you have multiple accounts, for example, if you have a work email, a home email, and some other email, each one of them has its own account settings so that you can customize and make things happen the way you like for each. Okay, so since we only have one account, which is magic@asmodian.net, I'm in the main part of the tree, so I'm going to press tab a few times.
Account settings, magicasmodian.net. Account name and magicasmodian.net edit box.
So you have things like the name.
Default identity. Your name, Y.
Identities, and I'm not going to get into identities.
Default identity. Email address E. Default identity. Reply to address S. Default identity. Organization O. Edit box.
So here I can type in organization if I want, so I'm going to type in
H-O-M-E.
Home. You don't have to. This is just something that I do so that if people are looking at the organization headers of the email, they can see if it's my work email or my home email or anything like that.
Default identity. Use HTMLE.g. Be bold, BL. Default identity. Signature text, text edit box.
Okay, so for signature text, I'm going to type in a signature here.
R-A-U-L space period. Period. A period space. G-A-L-E-G-O-S.
Pressing enter. It's a multi-line edit box, and so I can safely press enter, and it takes me to a new line on this signature box.
H-O-M-E space P-A-G-E colon space double 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 period A-S-M-O-D-E-A-N period N-E-T.
New line.
T-W-I-T-T-E-R colon space R-A-G-A-L-L-E-G-O-S.
Okay, new line. And now if I press Control Home to go to the top.
Rolegalegas.
There's my first line.
Homepage www.asmodian.com.
Next line.
Twitter Agalegos.
And third line. And then another line to put a blank at the end of my signature. So I can put in my signature here. Now Thunderbird also gives you the ability to specify a file that has your signature, and that's good for situations like you might have a program that automatically changes your signature every so often, and so the result of that is you have a random tagline or random signature when you write mail. There's also maybe some weather programs that might write to your signature to tell what the current weather is when you send out a message, and so if you want to get creative like that, Thunderbird gives you the ability to do so. Otherwise, you can just type in your signature here. So that's the first thing that I do. This is in the main account tree view.
Default identity. Attach the signature from a file. Default combo. Okay. Cast. Magicasmodian.net. Expanded 1 of 3 tree view.
Okay, so I'm back to my original tree view here, my main branch. I'm going to press down.
Server settings.
I don't need to change anything with the server settings. This is where I would change if I need to change ports or anything like that.
Copies folders 2 of 7.
I don't need to change anything there.
Composition addressing.
Okay, I do need to change things here under composition and addressing.
Account
action. Hit tab a few times.
Composition. Compose messages in HTML format. See checkbox checked. Space unchecked.
Okay, I'm going to uncheck that so that I do not compose messages in HTML, which means that I will compose messages in text, and that's what I want.
Composition. Automatically quote the original message when reply and M checkbox checked.
Yep, that's fine.
Composition. Then, T. Start my reply below the quote combo box.
Okay, so I'm going to change that to start my reply above the quote.
Start my reply above the quote.
By default, Thunderbird will place your cursor at the very bottom of the message that you're responding to. Most people in today's email world will put their replies on top. And so Thunderbird will automatically place your cursor there. And then the next box also might need to be changed.
Composition. And place my signature as below the quote recommended. Combo box.
You can make it so that your signature is placed immediately after the message that you write, And I usually leave it below because that way I write my message and then immediately after that it just shows so-and-so said, blah, 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 you know, and so on and so forth, and people don't have to go through my signature line. So it'll place my signature at the very bottom since my signature is three lines, and eventually people know what my signature is anyway, so they don't need to know it every single time unless they want to. So I just leave it alone.
Composition. Include signature for replies as checkbox checked.
Okay, so it'll put my signature if I reply to a message, and then the next one...
Composition. Include signature for forwards W checkbox unchecked.
Okay, so it will put it in for replies, but it will not put it for forwards, and that's the default. I just leave it like that. So this is all the settings that I need to change under my account settings. So now I'm going to go ahead and tab to the OK button and press space.
When OK, cancel, OK, space, test one, draw, leg, legis, magicus, mod.
Okay, so I mentioned earlier that I wasn't going to go into the identities, but I will explain them a little bit. Essentially, I have an account called magic@asmodian.net, and maybe when certain messages come in or messages come into a certain folder, or it's sort of like a personality. If I want to respond to a message with a different signature or respond to a message with a different reply to line or a different display name, then I would want to set identities. And so an identity is sort of like an alias of the same account. So it's still the same email account, but it just looks slightly different when you respond to it or create messages and all that. So that's getting into a little more advanced stuff, and I'm not really going to get into that, but that's essentially how it's used. So this pretty much covers the first portion of the Thunderbird tutorial. That was installing Thunderbird, initial account setup, and initial Thunderbird setup. In the next part, I'll cover things like writing mail and responding to mail. And so until then, happy emailing. Hello there, this is Raul Gallegos, and we are back with part two of the Thunderbird tutorial and podcast. In this section, I will cover reading and writing email, as well as configuring the columns in Thunderbird so that you can figure out, or rather, so you can sort messages according to how you like. That is a bit of a challenge if you're not used to how Thunderbird does things, and it is kind of awkward at first, but it will work, and I will cover that. It's been a few months since I did part one of the tutorial, so I'm just putting it together here to go alongside with that first part, and so some things have changed between the first tutorial and the one I have now. The main thing is that Windows 7.2 is out officially. It actually has been since, I believe, late May. And then also the current version of Thunderbird, I believe now, is up to 3.12. And there was a bit of a problem with beginning with Thunderbird 3.1, where when you press enter on a message, and since it loads it in browse mode, what would happen is if you came across the link, there would be some confusion with browse mode. And so WindowEyes would behave as if browse mode was off, even though it was still on, and it got kind of ugly. So that's going to be fixed, and I'm not sure if by the time you hear this particular tutorial, if that'll be out and fixed so you can use Thunderbird 3.12 without problems. However, in the meantime, if you are listening to this and the fix is not out yet as of the time of this recording, which is August 12th, 2010, Thunderbird 3.0 will work, and I believe the last 3.0 version before 3.1 is 3.06. All right, so I'm at my desktop.
Desktop normal.
There it is. Hopefully you can hear my speech okay. I'm going to type TH.
Thunderbird 3045.
And there's Thunderbird. Now, in the first tutorial, I set up the account magic@asmodian.net. And this account, magic@asmodian.net, is subscribed to GW Info, and so I'm going to have quite a few messages to work with, so that I can demonstrate the sorting and creating new messages and replying to them and that kind of stuff. All right, so I'm pressing enter on Thunderbird.
Thunderbird 3045. Inbox Mozilla Thunderbird.
Okay. The first time that you launch Thunderbird, or rather, when you first launch Thunderbird, I'm not talking about the first time, but you know, this is assuming you've already got it configured, and you can always refer to part one for that. But each time that you launch Thunderbird, focus isn't quite set right, and so to put you in the right area, all you have to do is a shift tab.
Re-loss of speech on Red Island Simon 8/11/2010, 5:42 p.m.
And there it is. And so it's sort of like in this, I don't know, half-focused mode? I can't really explain it. But if you just do a shift tab one time, it will place you on the message list of your inbox. Now, of course, this is assuming that you followed my suggested changes in the first part, where I talk about turning the preview pane off and where I also show how to disable the welcome screen. So for the rest of this tutorial, I'm assuming that those changes have been done to both the tools and options for the global options of Thunderbird and to the account settings that I went over. So that way I don't keep repeating myself on that. Okay, so the default view for Thunderbird when you have your messages is to sort them in ascending order, which basically means oldest at the top and newest at the bottom. So if I press home,
test 1 draw lake, legacy 100/4/14/2010, 8:13 p.m.
Okay, there's a message from a while back. Now if I press end,
read a focus 40 blue braille display on red duck Geoffrey 1:02 p.m.
Okay, so pressing home takes me to the top of the list, which is my oldest message, and pressing end takes me to the bottom of the list, which is my newest message. Me personally, I like to sort them in descending order so that newest messages are always at the top and oldest messages are always at the bottom. That way it's easier to forget them. Just a little joke. Okay, so I'm going to hit home again.
Test 1 draw lake, legacy 100/4/14/2010, 8:13 p.m.
Now you'll notice as I arrow down,
error downloading audible content a solution on Red Steve Zielinski 8/8/2010, 12:09 p.m.
It says the order that the headers themselves are in is subject.
Test on Red P. Pastorji Pastor Gil Prize.
Sender.
Re-keeping track of money on Red Paul Letvickery 8/8/2010, 1:28 p.m.
And then the date. And then the date is also given as well as the time. However, if a message was sent today, only the time is shown. I'll hit end to show you a message from today.
Read a focus 40 blue braille display on Red Doug Geoffrey 1:02 p.m.
So Doug Geoffrey's message was sent at 1:02 p.m. and it doesn't have a date, which means that was today's message. It was today's date. So I'm going to hit up arrow a few times to go to a message from yesterday.
SV a little OT. Is there a way to disable the IEA clicking on Red Turch Stromberg 4:52 a.m.
Okay, so that's still today, 4:52 a.m.
IEA to browse mode on Red.H 8/11/2010, 8:23 p.m.
All right, so there's one from yesterday. So as you notice, it says 8/11. Now you notice that it says unread right around the middle of the message.
Excel. Unread love to write 8/11/2010.
Right after the subject there.
Re-loss of speech with window eyes on Red Pat Ferguson 8/11/2010.
So basically it says unread just after subject and before the sender's name.
Re-loss of speech with window eyes on Red Pat Ferguson 8/11/2010, 8:04 p.m. Re-loss of speech with window eyes on Red Pat Ferguson 8/11. Re-loss of speech with window eyes on Red Evan Reese 8/11/20.
Okay. Also, I'm going to go ahead and, for example,
test error downloading audible content a solution on Red Steve Zielinski.
That message right there, it's unread. I'm going to press enter to read it.
Error downloading audible content a solution Mozilla Thunderbird. 11 links I and others have been having problems downloading audible content since they changed their site about a week and a half.
So it basically loaded the message and it's putting it in browse mode, but I'll go over reading messages in a bit. Right now I'm focusing on the columns. I'm going to hit escape now to go back to my inbox list.
Inbox Mozilla Thunderbird. Error downloading audible content a solution Steve Zielinski 8/8/2010, 12:09 p.m.
Now it doesn't say unread, so I'll hit down arrow to show you one that is unread.
Test unread P. Pastorji Pastor Gil, re-keeping track of money unread Paul Letvickery.
Okay.
Test unread P. Pastorji.
I'm going to go back up.
Error downloading audible content a solution Steve Zielinski 8/8/2010.
Okay, so as you can tell, it's not read anymore, so unread messages are indicated that way. Well, one of the biggest things that people are going to want to do is sort these columns accordingly. Maybe you want to hear the unread part first, maybe you want to hear the reply to part first, you know, the message flag. Maybe you want to know the column, or rather the priority status. You know, is the message high? Is it, you know, high importance, low? You know, you want some other things, and that's what's a bit of a challenge.
Test 1 draw lake, legacy 100/4/14/2010, 8:13.
For example, I have this message here. It's a test message that I sent myself. I'm going to press enter.
1 link. Hello, this is a test. Draw lake, legacy homepage.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm just going to reply to it here real quick. Received. I'm going to send it, and I'll go over that in just a
check
bit.
Spelling.
Right now I'm focusing on columns.
Check spelling. Sending messages, retest 1. Status dot dot cancel button. Inbox Mozilla.
And the message is out. And I went ahead and closed the message. Now I'm going to read my line to show the message.
Test 1 Raw Lake, Legis 100, 4/14/2010, 8:13 p.m.
And it doesn't give me any sort of flag to indicate that it's been replied to or anything.
Test 1 Raw Lake, Legis 100, 4/14/2010, 8:13 p.m.
Okay, so here's how to adjust the columns and to resort them. First, press home so that you go to the top of your list, which in this case, I'm already there on that test message from a while back. And the following keys assume you're using the standard hotkeys of WindowEyes. So if you've changed them, then your setup is going to be different. Okay, so first you have to route the mouse pointer to the list, or to the focus rather, and that's Insert Numpad Plus. The insert is just below the number 1 on the number pad, and the plus is to the right of the number 6 on the number pad. So I'm going to press Insert Numpad Plus.
Pointer routed to row.
Okay. Now I'm going to press numpad 8.
Subject, from, date.
And there are my columns right there. Subject.
Subject, from.
From,
date.
Date.
Graphic, from, graphic, subject, graphic, subject.
All right, now what I'm doing is I'm moving forward left and right by clip, which is insert 7 and insert 9 on the number pad.
Graphic, from, graphic, date.
Okay, so right there I'm on date. I'm going to hit number pad 6 to go to the E of date.
A-E-E.
Okay. Now I'm at the very edge. What I have to do is, there's this graphic that's furthest to the right on this line that I have to put my mouse pointer on and click it. Well, a sighted person can easily just move their mouse pointer there and click it and be okay. But since I'm not sighted, we have to be able to find a different way to get there. So my mouse pointer is sitting on the E of date. Now I'm going to move forward by clip, which is insert numpad 9.
Graphic.
All right. Told me a graphic. Now this graphic is my column list of different columns to choose from. So I'm going to press left click, which is the button right above the number 8 on the numpad.
Left.
And it opened up a menu. Now WindowEyes didn't really indicate that, and this is where WindowEyes and Thunderbird aren't really communicating with each other the right way. So now this menu is open, and I can use my normal up and down arrow to choose the columns that I want to enable or disable.
Thread. Thread.
There's thread.
Apply columns to thread.
Okay, I'm moving down arrow. Now, it's not going to read these automatically, so it's after I hit down arrow, I need to hit Control-Shift-S for speak summary.
Start. Checked. Start.
Starred.
Attachments.
Attachments.
Read. Read.
Read.
From. From.
From.
Recipient.
Recipient.
Junk status. Junk.
Now, you notice that, for example, on the from, that really is checked, because it's telling us who a message is from, but it's not indicating here that that's an enabled column.
Received. Object. Received 1/1. Date. Date.
And date is another one of those that really is checked, even though it doesn't indicate it here.
Status. Size.
So what check. I'm going to do is I'm going to go back up to the beginning.
Status. Check. Thread. Thread.
Okay, thread is the first one. This is to indicate if a message is in a thread or not.
Start.
Start if you have marked a message. These are just different status messages. I'm not going to get into what a starred message is, but essentially you can perform different things on starred messages. They stand out more, you know, sort of like a keep it for later kind of thing.
Attachments.
Okay, so there's the attachments line.
Read. Checked. Read 1/142.
And there's read, whether the message has been read or not.
From. From.
There's the from.
Recipient.
Recipient.
Junk status. Checked.
Junk status.
Received. Received.
Received.
Date. Checked.
Date. The one we're looking for is just message status.
Status. Object.
There it is. It's called status. So I'm going to press enter on that.
Test 1 Raw Lake, Legis 1.
All right, now I'm going to hit numpad 5.
Subject. From. Date status.
And now it shows up there in that list there. Subject, from, date, status. All right. I'm going to do this a couple more times on a couple more messages, or rather columns. So I hit left click again. Now I'm hitting down arrow a few times.
Status. Check.
There's my status. Hit down arrow again.
Size. Object.
Size.
Tag. Tag.
Tag. A tag is where you can mark a message personal, work, to do, that kind of stuff. I'm going to go ahead and enable that one.
Test 1
Raw. All right, so I just press enter on it. Now I'm going to hit numpad 5.
Subject. From. Date status tag.
All right, good. I'm going to hit left click again to open it.
Left.
And then down arrow several times. So as long as you don't move your mouse pointer.
Tag.
you're going to be able to just click that left mouse click and get right back to this menu. The nice thing is you really only have to do this once.
Account. Object.
All right, there's account.
Priority. Object. Priority 1 to 100.
Priority.
Unread. Unread.
Unread.
Total. Total.
Total. I want this one.
Test 1 draw 8.
And I'll explain the total in a bit. It has to do with threaded messages because that's one of the things I like to do. Okay, numpad 5 to read the line of the message column headers.
Subject. From. Date status tag total.
All right. Now, we're done enabling
Flipper
things.
Risk definitions. Flipper is downloading and updating the risk definitions.
There we go. Sorry about that. Okay, so now we're done adding and rather enabling certain columns that we want. And again, if I press numpad 5.
Subject from date status tag.
Subject
total.
From date. Subject from date.
Subject from date status tag total.
Status tag and total. Okay, so the status tag and total, I want to be before the subject because I want those to be read first. So what I'm going to do is hit my insert numpad 7 to move left clip by clip.
Total, tag, status.
Okay, there's my status. Now, I want to drag status over to the left of subject. And to do that, I'm going to use the Windowize drag and drop feature, which is insert numpad period. So remember, your insert is just below the number 1 on your number pad. And the period is just below the number 3. And so right now my mouse pointer, I'm going to do insert numpad 5 to read the word under the mouse.
Status.
Okay, that's on status. I'm going to hit that hotkey, insert numpad period.
Mark.
And it puts a mark there. Now I'm going to move the mouse pointer to the new position of where I want to drop this particular header. So I'm going to hit insert numpad 7.
Date. Graphic. From. Graphic. Subject.
And there's subject.
Graphic.
Okay, now I'm going to drop with insert period again.
Drop D.
And this time, instead of saying mark, it's asking me, do I want to drop what I held? And since I want to drop, I'm just going to go ahead and press enter.
Graphic. Inbox Mozilla Thunderbird. Status. Subject. From date tag total.
All right, so now I just read my line with numpad 5, and it shows status, subject, from date.
Status. Subject. From date tag total.
Tag and total. Okay? So I just moved it. So now to show that this is working, I'm going to hit down arrow.
Read error downloading audible content solution Steve Zilich.
Look at that. That message has been read, and now it's reading it first.
Status call test unread people storage pastor. Status call rekeeping track of money unread Paul Letwicker 88. Status call removal tool unread Paul Franklin 8820. Status call how do I install a script? Unread John Schwer 8820 10 159 p.m.
Now you'll notice that the messages that are unread are still not being set at the beginning, and that's because the message status for things like the message has been read or replied to or forwarded or, you know, whatever, are different than unread. I don't know why Thunderbird separates them that way, but you would have to move the unread graphic over by status in order to get that first.
Status call audible problem help unread Paul Letwicker 88.
But me personally, and you know, you could now that I've showed you how to move stuff around, you can mess with that and move it around if you want to do that first. But I just use the status because most messages, once I read them,
reply test one draw legal,
or reply to them,
read error download.
It's going to put it right at the beginning anyway. So my feeling is that if it doesn't say read or replied or anything like that at the beginning, I'm going to assume it's new.
Status call test unread people storage.
But that's just me.
Read error download.
All right,
reply.
So now we're going to move a couple more. And you'll notice that the message that I responded to, that message I wrote back myself,
reply test one,
so shows replied. Okay, so now the next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to continue to modify my header columns.
Status, subject, from date, tag, total.
All right, so we're on status, subject, from date, tag, total.
Status.
This time,
subject, from, date, tag.
I'm going to move the tag over in front of status. So I'm on the T of tag. I'm going to press insert period.
Mark.
And I'm going to move back over
date,
to status.
From, subject, status.
Okay.
Graphic.
And I'm going to drop.
Drop. D. Button. Graphic. Reply test one drop.
And I'm going to hit numpad 5.
Tag. Status. Subject from date total.
All right. Tag status. Subject from date total. Okay.
Read error downloading.
Now, since I haven't actually put a tag on any of these, you're not going to notice a difference. But let's say I put a tag on one.
Reply. Read error downloading.
So right there on that one that's marked as red. I'm going to type in the number 1, and now you'll see what the tag is.
Important. Read error downloaded.
Important. So when you press number 1 in the message list, it tags that message as important.
Status. Important. Read error.
Now, because I put tag in front of status, it's going to read that tag information first. Had I left it in its original location, it would be spoken last. I'm going to hit 1, and that takes it out.
Read error downloaded audible.
I'm going to hit number 2 this time.
Work read error downloaded.
And that's a work message. 3.
Work personal read error.
Personal. 4.
Work personal to do read error.
To do. Okay. So I'm going to type in 2, 3, 4 to get rid of all 3 of those.
Read error downloaded.
All right. So now my tag is gone. Okay. So that's what tag is. Now I'm going to hit numpad 5 again.
Tag. Status. Subject from date total.
All right, now I'm going to move total in front of all of those.
Tag, status, subject, from, date, total.
All right, so there's total. And again, I did that with, actually this time, instead of moving by clip, I just move word by word, which is insert numpad 6. So numpad period delete.
Mark.
Or rather, numpad period. Now I'm going to hit insert 4.
Date, from, subject, status, tag.
All right, there it is, right on top of tag. Now I'm going to hit insert numpad delete again. The delete key is also the same as period, that's why I call both. I'm going to press enter on drop.
Drop. Read error downloaded.
All right. Now I'm going to press numpad 5.
Total. Tag. Status subject from date.
All right. Total tag status subject from date. All right. So this is now telling me that the total number of messages, and this has to do with threads, is now going to be read first. And this is going to come in handy for this next part. I mentioned at the beginning that messages are sorted from oldest to newest, so from the top to the bottom, it's oldest to newest, and they're arranged in order of date, and they're not threaded. A thread is basically a conversation. And so I'm going to press Alt-V for view and S for sort.
Context menu, date checked.
Okay, and we're going to see that it says date, and I'm going to just hit down arrow on the rest of these.
Receive V, star S. Order received O, priority P, from F, recipient C, size Z, status U, subject B, read R, tags G, junk status J, attachments A, ascending A checked, descending D, threaded T, unthreaded H checked, group by sort G, date E checked.
All right, so those are all the different sorting types that you can have. The first several of these, for example, date all the way down to...
From F, recipient size, status U, subject B, read R, tags G.
I believe
subject B.
All the way down to subject is one group where you can only pick one of those to sort by. And then these other ones
read R, tags G.
On unread,
junk status
tags,
A,
junk
K.
status, and attachments are secondary sorting.
Ascending A check.
And then ascending and descending
B.
is its own. You can choose one of those.
Threaded T.
And then
unthreaded H check.
Threaded and unthreaded is its own. So the first thing I'm going to do is
threaded T.
Press enter on threaded.
Menu closed. Expanded to read error downloading.
All right, so now... they're threaded. Now, here's what it did.
One status call reot weather stations and we under.
I'm going to press home.
One status call test on red people store G pastor Bill prize 8/8/2010 12/11 p.m. 1 of 64.
Okay. Now, I had around, I don't know, 200 or so messages, but now it shows 64, and that's because it re-sorted these by thread. And so there's less messages that are being displayed. So I'm going to hit down arrow.
One status call reot weather stations and we expanded to read error downloading audible content a solution Steve's.
Okay, so there's one right there. It says expanded to. What does that mean? It means that this thread right here is open and there's two messages in that thread. I'm going to hit left arrow.
Collapse to read error.
And it collapses the thread. And so, for example, let's go back home.
One status call.
To the top. Now I'm going to hit down arrow.
One status call reot. Weather stations.
Down arrow again.
Collapse to read error downloading audible content a solution Steve Zielinski 8/8/2010 12/09 p.m. Close 3 of 64.
Okay, so what that's telling me is that this particular message item has two items. It's collapsed, which means this is a thread with two messages. If I hit right arrow, I will open this thread.
Expanded to read error downloading.
Now it tells me expanded. I'm going to hit left arrow to close it.
Collapse to read.
Now what's going
to
happen is when it's closed, if I hit down arrow, it's going to take me to the next message that's outside of that thread.
Expanded to status call we startup on red there and Tomlin 8/8/20.
And that next thread is about we startup, and that also has two messages, and that thread is expanded. Now I'm going to go back up and just hit up arrow once.
Collapse to read error downloading audible content.
And there's the audible thread. I'm going to hit right arrow to open it.
expanded to read error downloading audible.
And now I'm going to hit down arrow once. Now, when I hit down arrow once before, it took me to the Wii startup thread. But I'm going to hit down arrow now that this thread is open.
Status call re error downloading audible content is illusion unread Craig Warner 820.
All right, and so there's a message by Craig Warner that is part of that audible thread. And now, since there's only two messages in that thread, it's going to go to the next thread if I hit down arrow.
Expanded to status call re startup unread.
All right, and that's it's an open thread, so I'm going to go down to the second message.
Expanded three status call removal tool unread.
Ah, this one has three.
One status call Thunderbird question unread.
Okay, that one's one.
One status call regarding the question about
one.
One status call. One status call.
So now you see where these numbers come into play. Is as you quickly arrow up and down, it'll tell you if the message is part of a thread or not, and if it is, it'll tell you how many there are in it.
Expanded three status call. Status.
There's
status,
three.
One status call. Expanded two status call.
One.
Expanded
two.
Seven, status.
Ah,
expanded seven status call.
Seven.
Problem help on red Paul Litvicker.
For more audible stuff, there's seven messages in this thread, so I'm going to hit left arrow to close it.
Collapsed seven status call audible.
And now I can just hit down arrow once.
One status call are there Thunderbird and live mail set files or scripts unread the gold 8-9-2010-2.
Maybe I should respond to some of these since we're talking about Thunderbird.
One status call reaccessible ad blocker unread. One status expanded four status call window eyes and magic jack unread grant email.
Alright, so there's four messages in that one. Okay, so that's threads, and that's how I sort them. Now there's one more sort that I like to do, and that's where I put newest messages at the top and oldest at the bottom, and that's the ascending, descending. So I'm going to hit Alt V and S, and I'm going to hit up arrow.
Group by sort on threaded H, threaded T check, descending D.
Descending. Press Enter.
Menu closed. Expanded.
All right. Now if I hit Home,
expanded
I will be
status call loss of speech with window eyes on red Pat Ferguson 8-11-20.
At the top. There's a hot thread. It's 14 messages. I'm going to hit left arrow.
Collapsed 14 status.
There we go. So I can get hit down arrow.
Expanded three status call Excel on red love to right. Collapsed three
left
status.
Arrow.
Expanded six status call re-IE8 and browse mode. Collapsed two reply test one raw leg legacy 100414. One status call read the focus 40 blue braille display on red duck geop. Expanded two status call magic.
Okay. So as you see, as I hit down arrow now, I'm moving to the slightly older messages. Now what it does is it takes the newest message from a given thread and it puts that whole entire thread at the top. Even if it might have, or rather, even if there might be messages below that thread that are kind of newer. So it's kind of interesting the way it takes priority over the sorting. Okay, so that's sorting. Hopefully hopefully this will answer questions on that, because we see a lot of messages on GW Info and on other mailing lists. How do you control the sorting and how do you rearrange your column headers? So this next part I'm going to talk about is how to move around and what some of the letters do in the message list. For example, as I was demonstrating earlier, I could type in a number like 1 through 5 while I'm focused on a message, and that will take me, or rather, that will change the priority, put a tag, rather, on that message. Important, work, personal, to do, that kind of stuff. So different letters on your keyboard when you're not inside a message, in other words, when you're looking at it from the list view there, do different things. So I'm gonna hit home.
Collapsed 15 status call.
Okay, that takes me to the top of the list. The letters N and P, N November, P Papa, move you to the next unread and previous unread message.
Status call re loss of speech with window eyes on red raw leg legacy 11-20-10-12-53.
Okay, there's a message that's loss of speech with window eyes that was written by yours truly. I'm going to press enter on it.
Loss of speech with window eyes Mozilla Thunderbird. Seven links pad. Have you tried one or both of the following? One.
All right, so I'm going to press escape.
Inbox Mozilla Thunderbird. Read re loss of speech.
All right, so that message is now read.
Status call re loss of speech with window eyes on red Sarah Bob Nadal.
All right, so Sarah responded to a message. And that's right after that. That's unread still. So I'm going to hit home or up arrow several times.
Read re loss of speech. Expanded 15 status call loss of speech with window eyes unread Pat Ferguson.
All right, so this message by Pat is unread. The one right below it
read re loss of speech with
is read. And then the one right below that, message number 3,
status call re loss of speech with window
is unread. All right, so I'm going to hit home.
Expanded.
And this time I'm going to hit the letter N.
Status call re loss of speech with window eyes unread Sarah Bob Nadal.
So it completely skipped my message. I'm going to hit up arrow once.
Read re loss of speech with window eyes raw leg.
There we go. So the letter N skipped my message and went directly to the next unread message. And so that's what N does. P does the same thing, but for the prior message. F as in Frank, B as in boy, does the same thing for forward and backward. It moves you forward to the next message and backwards to the previous message, regardless of status. And so essentially F and B are the same as up and down arrow in this case. And so I probably wouldn't recommend really using them that much in the message list, because arrows are going to be just as easy. So F and B do that. J and Shift J are pretty important. If you get messages that are spam or junk or scams of any kind or whatever, and Thunderbird didn't correctly identify them, you can mark it as such by pressing the letter J. Again, this is all while you're in the message list. These work when you're actually reading a message, but because you're in browse mode, you have to do a bypass first with insert B and then press the letter. Okay, so if I'm in a message list here, like I am in my inbox, I can press J for junk. And if a message has been incorrectly tagged as junk, I can press Shift-J to unjunk it, essentially. M will toggle the message status from read to unread, and so on and so forth. So,
expanded 16.
Let's see, this message here, the one that's read, the one that I wrote, I'm going to press M, and that's going to toggle it back to unread. So I'm going to hit up arrow and then down arrow.
Status call re-loss of speech with window eyes unread raw legacy.
All right, so now that message has been flagged as unread. And so, like this message here, I'm going to hit down arrow.
Status call re-loss of speech with window eyes unread Sarah Bob data.
Now this one from Sarah, I've never actually read before, but I'm going to hit M on it.
Status call re-loss of speech.
Up arrow, down arrow.
Re-loss of speech with window eyes Sarah Bob data 11-20.
And now it shows that it's read, even though I never actually read it. And so that's what the letter M does. M toggles. Maybe you want to keep a message unread because you want to quickly move to unread messages as a way to get to stuff like a to-do list. I do that sometimes if I don't mark messages as to-do. And so if I accidentally open a message, you know, let's say I open it.
8 links. Bad. I have noticed this as well.
Okay.
Read.
And then if I hit, let's say, oops, I didn't want to read that message, so I'm going to hit escape, close it, now I'm going to hit M, and bad. Now it's back
status
to call,
re-loss of speech with window eyes unread.
Unread. So that's how the M works. The most popular hotkeys, Control N for new message, Control R for reply, Control L for forward. Those are pretty standard. If you press F5 to refresh your screen, that will check for new messages. All right, so let's get into writing messages. All right, so Control N.
Write those objects. Edit box.
Okay, so what this does is it opens up a brand new window. In fact, I can hit Alt Tab.
Inbox Mozilla Thunder.
There's my inbox. Okay, so I'm gonna hit Alt Tab to go back and
write those objects.
Okay.
Write those objects to edit box.
By default, you are placed in the to field. So I can start to write an address, Raul@Asmodian.net.
Raul@Asmodian.net.
I just read my current line with Control Numpad 5. I'm gonna hit Tab.
Subject S. Edit box.
And there's my subject. I'm going to type in test 1, press tab. Now it doesn't say anything, but you are at the beginning of your message. There's my signature that I set up back in the first tutorial. Okay, so I'm on line 1 of the first message. I don't have blank lines enabled, and so it's not telling me blank, but if you do, it would say blank. So I'm going to write, hello, this is message 1. Read my current line.
Hello, this is message 1.
Alright. So now, if I press tab while I'm here, it's going to put a tab into my message. But if I press shift tab.
Subject. S. Test 1 edit box.
There's subject. Press shift tab again.
2. Rawlessmodian.net. Edit box.
There's 2. Shift tab again.
From. 2. Combo box.
Now, this is where it puts me on the combo box for that 2. So I can change 2 to CC or to anything else. But right now, we're keeping it simple. So I'm just going to leave that alone.
From R. Raleigh Legis Magicusmodian.net Magicusmodian.net combo box.
Now this is my from combo box. So if you have more than one account, or if you have more than one identity, anything like that, you can change who this message is coming from. But we're keeping it simple. Shift tab again rotates me back to the subject.
Hello.
Or rather to the message body.
Hello, this is message 1.
Okay. So that's the order of things. The backwards order. If I start at the beginning
from 2
on
2. Rawlessmodian.net.
There's my 2 address. I'm going to hit tab.
Subject.
Subject. And tab again. Message body.
Hello, this is message 1.
Okay. To send a message, the hotkey is Control Enter. So I'm going to press Control Enter.
Check spelling. Replace with W Gallegos edit box.
All right. So it's stopping on Gallegos or whatever. This is the spell checker. The spell checker has pretty normal, well, what I call normal keys. Alt-N is to skip the current word and go to the next. Alt-R is to replace the word. Alt-U is to show your list of suggestions. And Alt-S is to skip the spell check and just go on and send the message. So that's what I'm going to do. Alt-S.
Sending messages, test one. Status cancel button. Status call, re-loss of speech.
And it's out of there.
Red Larry Higgins, 8-11-20.
All right. So I just sent out a message. That was just a simple, no-nonsense, Control-N, type in your email address, and away you go. All right. Now we're going to send out one that has multiple recipients. So Control-N.
Write no subject to edit box.
I'm on the to field. I'm going to write Raul at Asmodian.net. All right.
Raul@Asmodian.net.
Now, as I demonstrated earlier, when you're on the to field, if you hit tab,
subject,
you go to subject. So how do you do a recipient?
To Raul@Asmodian.net. Edit box.
Okay, so I just did shift tab, and I'm back to my to field. So I'm going to pretend I never hit tab. What I'm going to do is I'm going to press down, or rather, enter.
To edit box.
Aha. I now have a second to field. So I'm going to write Raul@gwmicro.com.
Raul@gwmicro.com.
Okay. Now if I hit tab.
Subject. S.
There's my subject.
Box.
Test 2. If I hit tab again, now I'm in my message body. Hello. This is message
S.
2.
Hello. This is message 2.
All right. I'm going to hit shift tab.
Subject. S.
There's my subject. Shift tab.
2. Raul@gwmicro.com. Edit box.
All right. Now, if I hit shift tab from here, it's not going to take me to the first address. What it's going to do is take me to the header field name.
Two combo box.
In other words, it's set up as two, but what if I want Raul@gwmicro.com to be a CC or a BCC? So I hit down arrow.
CC, list box.
Now it's CC.
BCC.
Now it's BCC.
CC.
Let's leave it at CC. I'm going to hit shift tab.
Two. Raul@Asmodian.net.
And there's my first two. And shift tab again.
From two. Combo box.
There's the to field itself where I can change that as well.
CC.
CC, BCC, and so on and so forth. I just hit up arrow to put it back at 2.
2.
Tab.
Raul@Asmodian.net.
Raul@Asmodian.net. Tab.
2. CC. Combo box.
CC. Tab.
Raul@gwmicro.com.
So now I have 2 Raul@Asmodian.net. CC. Raul@gwmicro.com. I don't actually need to tab to the message window to send the message, so I'm just going to press enter, or rather control enter.
Check spelling, replace with W Galegas edit box.
Yeah. Alt S.
Sending messages test 2 status, connected to mod.cancel button, status call reloss of speech.
All right, it's out.
Red lip.
Okay, so that's how you send to multiple recipients. Essentially, it's the same thing. As soon as you type in one address, just press enter and a new to field will pop up. And what's really cool is, let's say that you set up your second to field as a CC. If you press enter while you're on a CC, the new field for the new address that comes up is also going to be a CC. And then that way, you could pick maybe one or two twos, two or three CCs, and one or two BCCs if you wanted to. So you can get pretty creative. So that's how you send to more than one recipient. All right, so that was Control N. And again, to send your message is Control Enter. All right, so let's find a message and respond to it.
Expanded 16 status call loss of speech with window eyes on red Pat Ferguson.
All right, we're going to skip that thread.
Collapsed 16 status.
Let's find a Thunderbird one.
Expanded 3 status call Excel on red.
Close that.
Expanded 6 status call re-iated browser.
Nope.
1 status call are there Thunderbird and live mail set files or scripts on red people date 920.
All right, so there's one right there about are there Thunderbird and live mail scripts. I'm going to press enter on that message. I suppose before, I'm sort of doing this out of order. I'm talking about writing new messages and responding to. I didn't really cover reading messages, but that's pretty normal. So let me just cover that here real quick. Press any enter.
Hi, Liz. Is there anywhere I can get a quick guide to Thunderbird? I'm trying in vain to get it working on the laptop I just loaned. Are there set files or scripts for Thunderbird or Live Mail? Is Live Mail connected with Windows Live Messenger? Sorry, I am really struggling with Thunderbird. It's a hit or a miss if I get into the message list, and when I open an email, I have no idea how to close it again. I've tried every imaginable key combination possible. Can anyone help, please? Kindest regards, John. If you reply to this message,
well, it looks like John might be able to benefit from my tutorial. So, what I'm going to do is, first off, I'm in the message, so I'm in browse mode. If I hit up arrow,
top.
It says top. And that's because The Browse Mode Invisible Cursor is at the top of the list, and it, by default, Windows will read the first 24 lines, which is usually plenty for an email.
Hi, list. Is there at work or live is live? Sorry,
so there's the message. Now, if I browse the screen with my mouse pointer, I can start at the top left corner, which is numpad 7,
top left,
and then hit numpad 2 to work my way down.
File, edit, get mail, write from thegoldblueyonder.co.uk. Reply all forward archive junk delete.
Now, if I wanted to, I can move over to one of those like reply all or whatever and just left click it, but who wants to do that if you can do hotkeys?
Subject. Are there Thunderbird and Live mail set files or scripts? 8/9/2010-2/21 p.m.
And so if you want to know when the message was written and the time, it'll read it right here right next to the subject line. And again, that's using the mouse pointer. And to repeat that, numpad 5.
Subject. Are there Thunderbird and Live mail set files or scripts? 8/9/2010-2/21 p.m.
Okay, and then numpad 2?
2. GWinfo@gwmicro.com. Other actions. Hi, list.
And there's the message. And that right there, I was reviewing it with the mouse pointer. Normally, you're just going to read a message with the invisible browse mode cursor. But if you want to get more information, that's going to be the best way to do that. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to respond to this message. The reply command is Control R.
On 8/9/2010-2/21 p.m., the Gold Road High List. Is
all right,
anywhere?
So what it did is it opened up the reply window, which is sort of like the compose window, with the difference being that the message that you're responding to is already there. Now, in my account setup, I told it to put my cursor at the top, or rather my reply at the top when I respond. And so if I hit down arrow, there's the original message. So I'm going to press Control Home to go back to the beginning, and I'm going to write, hello. There are no actual sets for Thunderbird other than some outdated ones we did for Thunderbird version 2. Currently, there is an audio tutorial which I recorded back in May this year, which explains initial setup of Thunderbird as well as suggested account settings. This will cover things like getting this will cover things like opening and closing messages correctly and how to ensure you start focused on the inbox. I am in the process of recording an additional part to this tutorial, which should be available in the next few days. Hope this helps.
Hope this helps.
All right, so now if I want to read my message, I go Control Home, and then I can press Control Shift R to read to end.
Hello, there are no actual sets for Thunderbird other than some outdated ones we did for Thunderbird version 2. Currently, there is an audio tutorial which I recorded back in May this year which explains initial setup of Thunderbird as well as suggested account settings. This will cover things like opening and closing messages correctly and how to ensure you start focused on the inbox. I am in the process of recording an additional part to this tutorial which should be available in the next few days. Hope this helps. On 8/9/2010.
All right, so there's a message. Now, if I press Control Enter, it'll just send it along and be happy. However, only John will receive that message. And that's because GWinfo is configured to send replies directly to the sender. So I'm going to hit Shift-Tab.
Subject, S. Are there Thunderbird and Live mail set files or scripts edit box?
And there's the subject. Shift-Tab again.
2. Thegoldblueyonder.co.uk.
All right, so there is his address, which I'm going to press backspace on. It's gone. gw-info@gwmicro.com.
gwinfo@gwmicro.com.
Aha, there it is. If I hit Shift-Tab again,
from 2,
Combo. There's that to header, which I can change to CC or whatever.
Two.
So now I'm ready to send this message. I could have done a reply to all and replied so that it would go to GW Info and a CC to John or vice versa or whatever, but that's just cluttery, and that didn't really take up too much extra time to just go to the to field, erase the sender's address, and just type gw-info@gwmicro.com. So I'm going to press Control-Enter.
Check spelling. Replace with W in box edit box.
Okay, so it's stopping on inbox. I'm going to skip that because I don't want to change inbox. So Alt-N.
Replace with W. Call to edit box.
All right, so it probably stopped on his last name. Now I'm going to show you how to review this here. If you press numpad 7.
Top left.
And then numpad
arrow,
2.
Misspelled word. Be gold. Recheck
yep,
page.
It stopped on his name there. So I'm going to, once it stops on the name, you know it's already gone through the whole message. So I'm just going to hit Alt-N to skip it.
Replace with W. Galicus edit box.
Yep, there's my signature.
Send.
All right. So once there are no more spell check errors, it just focuses the send button. I can do Alt-S or just hit space on it.
Sending messages via their Thunderbird and live mail set files or scripts. Status connected to mail.ismanian.ed cancel button. Then please consider sending your message
to GW. So it sent the message and it put me back where I was, which is the message that I had opened. There is a setting in Thunderbird where you can make it close the message that you responded to, but usually if I go through mail, I'm going to keep this message open because I'm going to read messages while the current one is open, and I'll cover that in just a bit, but I'm going to hit escape.
Inbox Mozilla Thunderbird. One reply are there Thunderbird and live mail set file.
And there's replied. Now you notice that this says one still. As soon as I check for mail and that message comes back to me in that inbox...
Collapse two replied are there Thunderbird and mail set files or scripts people date 9/20/10/2/21 p.m. Closed 1 of 64.
And it moved the thread all the way to the top. So even though this message was way down in the list, it is now at the top because of the new message that I wrote. So it always puts the newest messages that belong to a certain thread, it'll put that entire thread at the top of your list. And that's done in case, even if a thread is, you know, was started months ago, if somebody responds to that thread months later, it's going to be moved to the top, and that way it'll call your attention to it.
Expanded to reply are there Thunderbird and live mail set files or scripts on Red Raleigh Galicus 2:08 p.m. 1 of 1 depth 2.
And there it is. There's my message that I wrote. So that's responding. All right. So now I'm going to read messages just while I'm in the first one, and this would be a good way. So you don't have to read escape down arrow, because that just gets tedious. That's basically what I've been doing so far, is just hitting up and down arrow and so on and so forth.
Expanded to reply.
So I'm going to press enter on his message.
Then please consider sending your message.
And you notice it puts me
then please consider reply if you
back to where I was initially, so the cursor remembered where
top
I was.
High list. Is there anywhere I could get a quick guide?
Okay, so there's that message. Now, let's say that I'm done reading this message, whether I responded to it or replied to it, or I'm going to ignore it. So Control-R is reply, send my message, I'm done, I'm back in the message. If I want to delete the message, all I have to do is hit the delete key. It's gone.
7 links. Hello, there are no actual sets for Thunderbird.
And what it did is it automatically kept the same message reading window, and it loaded the next message into it. So if I do numpad 7,
top left,
then numpad 2,
file, get mail, from, you, reply forward archive, junk delete.
From me. It doesn't say the name because it says, you know, you're the one who wrote it, you're the account owner, so Thunderbird likes to be very personal like that. So it says from you.
Subject, read it from you.
So if I leave my mouse pointer right there on that from line, I can now press delete.
3 links. Hello fellow Window Eyes users, the last time I talked about this on the list, it wasn't pretty. I got in a lot of trouble with some of my fellow list members.
Alright, so now if I want to know who wrote that message, all I have to do, since I left my mouse pointer on the from line, I just hit numpad 5.
From, burn6516al.com, reply all for.
And I can hit numpad 2.
Subject, word 2007 questions.
Alright, so now I'm going to hit delete and go to the next one.
9 links. Yes, I believe word is sold by itself. Unfortunately, I don't think 2007 is being sold any longer. I think you have to buy 2010. There is a
and delete.
3 links. Hi everyone, I am still having issues of Window Eyes just stop talking now and then, and I was thinking that my computer was locking up.
So now it's going to the next thread.
Subject. Loss of speech with Window Eyes.
The loss of speech. That one has around 16 messages in the thread. Okay, so let's say that I don't want to read this entire thread. I just want to continue. I'm going to hit escape.
Inbox Mozilla Thunderbird. Collapsed 16 read loss of speech with Window Eyes
password. And it even collapsed the thread for me. So if I hit down arrow.
Collapsed 3 status call Excel. Unread love to write 8.
All right. Now I can press, I just skipped 16 messages down, and now I can press right arrow to open that thread on the Excel one, which only has 3 messages, and press enter.
I can't seem to get me to read anything in Excel. Any thoughts on why this would be happening? If you reply to this message...
Alright, delete.
2 links. Make sure that the correct Office set files are loaded. You can check this in the set file manager. Ralph Kefirbulitz, Germany, MSN Live...
And delete.
The few times I've had this happen, it was Excel 2003 for me. I simply closed down Excel and restarted it, and I was again able to read the contents of cells when moving on to them. It's odd that I could read them with the mouse cursor, just not by moving to each individual cell. Have you already tried this? Let us know if you haven't, how it works. Chip from Love to Right.
You know, the answer to that has to do with the scroll lock key, so I'm just going to reply to that message real quick.
On 8-12.
Hello. Check to make sure your scroll lock is not set. If it is, things may not read correctly in Excel. Many thanks.
Many thanks.
And shift tab twice.
Subject 2. Chip Orange lists 30.
Alright, since I don't want the message going to Chip, I want it going to GW Info. I'm going to type GW. I'm going to read my current line.
2. GW Info, GW Micro.com.
Well, what do you know? I don't have to type the whole thing. So because I already wrote to GW-Info at GW Micro.com, it filled it in for me because it remembered. And so all I have to do is send.
Check
with Control Enter.
Replace with W, Galigas, edit,
and Alt S to bypass the rest of the spell checking. And it's gone.
The few times I've had this happen, it was Excel 20.
And now I can press delete and move on.
Yes, using XPSP3 on www.google.com and a message dated 8/11/2010/8/23/35p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, LMDDA.
Now that's another thread.
Subject, re-IE8 and browse mode.
Okay, so that's about IE8 and browse mode. So I'm going to hit escape.
Collapsed 6 read re-IE8 and browse mode.
Yep, sure enough, it's a thread with 6 messages. Now if I hit home, the message that I wrote is going to be up there.
Collapsed 16 read loss of speech.
Not yet, but if I hit F5 to refresh and check for new messages, it should be there.
One new re-Excel, unread raw leg, legacy 2:14 p.m.
And there it is. And since I deleted the other messages in the Excel thread, that one is only one message because the other ones are gone. So I'm just going to go ahead and delete that without even reading it.
Collapsed 16, read loss of...
All right. So that about covers this section of the tutorial in which, to quickly summarize, I demonstrated sorting the message columns, writing new messages, responding to new messages, and reading messages. There's probably going to be one more tutorial on Thunderbird, and that one is going to cover some more advanced things such as searching and message rules. And depending on what kind of feedback I get on what kinds of things people want to learn or do or whatever, then I can cover that as well. Attachments, for example. I didn't cover attachments. I could certainly do that. And so until next time, happy emailing.